Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Monday we bring you the latest news from the world of entertainment. The following three articles are from the online website TMZ.com. Our first article, Aubrey O'Day, Masked Singer Diddy taunts slammed by his team. He literally made you famous. Aubrey O'Day had a few choice words about her former boss, Diddy, while on the Masked Singer stage, but the disgraced mogul's team was quick to remind her, don't bite the hand that fed you. A source close to Diddy, with direct knowledge of the O'Day situation, tells TMZ it's all thanks to Diddy she had the incredible opportunity when he cast her on MTV's Making the Band as a member of Danity Kane nearly 20 years ago. The source also reminded Aubrey that Diddy is only detained and hasn't even gone to trial yet to present a defense, so none of her claims fully hold up, at least not yet. Of course, Aubrey hasn't been quiet about Diddy and even spilled her truth in our TMZ doc about his downfall last year. Aubrey didn't name-drop Diddy directly on The Masked Singer last week, but it was pretty clear who she was talking about, especially in her intro, where she compared dealing with a villain in what was supposed to be her fairy tale. She said the villain was oppressive, vain, and cruel, and to get ahead, she had to obey, be submissive, sweet, and stay silent. Aubrey referenced him again in her reveal, calling out how her ex-boss legally changed his middle name to Love a few years back. But she made a point to make a heart shape with her hands to reclaim the word love right then and there. Diddy is currently behind bars and facing three federal charges: racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion, and transportation to engage in prostitution. His trial is set for May. Next, Bob Breyer, nitrous oxide canisters found next to deathbed. Bob Breyer, the drummer for My Chemical Romance from 2004 to 2013, died next to a large supply of nitrous oxide, according to the Medical Examiner. TMZ obtained the autopsy report from Bob's November death in Tennessee, and the Bedford County Medical Examiner says the rocker's badly decomposed body was found next to three large nitrous oxide containers. The ME says antidepressant medication was also found at the home where Bob was found dead. The report notes the nitrous oxide canisters had attached tubing, meaning they were ready for use, but the ME stops short of saying the substance played a role in Bob's death. In the autopsy, the medical examiner raises concerns about an intentional or accidental overdose, but says Bob's body was so badly decomposed, it's impossible to determine an exact cause of death. TMZ broke the story. Bob was found dead in his Tennessee home November 26 and was last seen alive November 4th. The autopsy describes how Bob's body was decomposing when he was found and notes significant parts of his body suffered animal scavenging activity. And the report states two dogs were found in the home at the time he was discovered. We'll spare you further gory details. It's all pretty gnarly. Bottom line for the ME, Bob's cause and manner of death are best classified as undetermined. And finally, Casey Anthony launches TikTok as legal advocate. Casey Anthony has a new gig. She's now a self-proclaimed legal advocate and is promoting her role on her brand new TikTok account. The formerly acquitted defendant, who was on trial for murder in 2011 for her daughter Kaylee Marie Anthony's death, explained that after being thrust into the legal spotlight, she's turned what many saw as a curse into a blessing. She says her new goal is to give people a voice and the right tools when they find themselves in a sticky legal situation. Casey used the video to reintroduce herself, saying she'd only been posting professionally, limited to legal matters, and that her drive to be a legal warrior really kicked off after seeing people she knows personally who were targeted and attacked recently. She doesn't specify, but she mentions being a proponent for the LGBTQ community and for women's rights. Casey stresses the importance of protecting your privacy, declaring she's standing in the light and embracing peace. She also announces she's launching a Substack to address similar issues. As you know, Casey's two-year-old daughter, Kaylee, disappeared in June 2008, and her body was found months later, sparking a highly publicized trial. Casey was ultimately found not guilty of murder, manslaughter, and child abuse. If you want to learn more about Ayers Allais and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Monday with more news from the fascinating world of entertainment. I'm Roger Baker.